Welcome to the Leadership in Context podcast with Keith Tusey. You can't be offense-proof, but you can be offense-smart.
Hi, this is Keith Tusey, and welcome to Leadership in Context, where we are helping believers bring the kingdom to every context of life and in their local church. Have you ever heard this expression, be offense-proof? Doesn't that sound like something great? Like, I want to be this person that's offense-proof. Except here's what Jesus said. Listen to the words of Jesus from Luke 17:1. He said to his disciples, it is inevitable that stumbling blocks will come, but woe to him through whom they come. It is inevitable. In other words, it is going to happen. You can't be offense-proof, but you can be offense-smart. So I want to talk about keeping your heart. We've been talking about forgiveness and having a pure heart and a strong heart. So I want to talk about keeping your heart and understanding that these offenses will come, but you don't want to be the person by whom those offenses come. Now, it's a very interesting Greek word that is used here. It's the Greek word you would pronounce scandalon. And guess what word we get from it? We get the word scandal. The English word scandal is from this Greek word scandalon. And this word was originally used when it was talking about luring an animal with bait. So when you are tempted to be offended, it's a big piece of cheese in a big, fat, ugly rat trap. And if you could see that and understand that, I think that would help you, certainly helps me to say, wait a minute, I'm not sticking my head in that trap. Even no matter how much I want to justify my offense or whatever's going on here, I am not going to do that because it is a scandalon. It is a trap. It referred, you know, you ever see these little, when I was a kid, we'd make these little box traps, you know, with a cardboard box or wooden box, and you'd have a little stick, and you tie a string around it, and you try to get the bird to go in it or the groundhog or whatever, and you pull that, you yank it. That was the scandalon, okay? And so the enemy has bait, and he wants to pull your string. Some of you might be thinking, I just got my string pulled. Well, listen, you can cut that string. The temptation to be offended, Jesus said, is inevitable. It's going to be there. But you've got to see it as a scandalon waiting to trap you. It's not going to trap the person who offended you. That's not who gets trapped, you know. You've ever noticed these people that, you know, they get offended by something you did and they live in misery over it. And you're carefree, you don't know a thing happened, and they're suffering the pain for it because that's how offense works. It eats you up from the inside out. So you don't want to be caught in a scandalon. You want to keep your heart, and you want to keep your heart healthy. And I wrote down a couple notes of ways to do this. I asked myself some honest questions because I'm not offense-proof either. I do think it's one of the areas of my life where I learn to forgive quick and to move on. I'm a man of high passions. I'm a man of high principles. I get my standards ruffled, and I've learned just not to bite the stick, not to let that thing ambush me. So number one is identify your triggers. Like most of us have certain areas where we just get bugged by people's behavior. I'll give you a couple of mine. You want to know mine? I'm not giving them to you. Oh, yeah, okay, I will. Listen, lazy people bug me. When I see people that don't want to work hard, especially for God, especially in the ministry, I'm like, get out of my way. Do something. Move over and let somebody else do something. I just have an issue with lazy people, and I get overly offended by it, and I have to work through it. So I know that's a trigger. So I know that when that thing starts rising up in me, I remind myself Because when you get offended, you blow things up in your mind. There's an explosion in your mind. You go from thinking in black and white to thinking three-dimensional, thinking color treatment, and you start imagining all things and reading into things. When you start reading into things, that's when you know you're on the slippery slope of offense. So understand what your trigger is. You know, another one of my triggers? Cheap people. Ungenerous people. People that don't want to be generous, people that don't know how to trust God. And that might sound like, oh man, you're such a Pharisee, or, you know, because you're saying these things. But I'm just telling you, I've learned, not always perfectly, but I've learned those press my buttons. Those are schemes. Those are triggers. Those are scandalons waiting for me to hit the cheese and for me to be taken captive. So if you know there are certain things that bug you, you know, pray in the spirit, be aware when it's happening, say, you know what, I embellish these things, I read into these things. And by the way, once you get offended, let me just share this with you, you really lose the ability to make a difference or to help somebody. You really lose that ability because now you're not seeing straight, now your motives are not pure, and you really can't be selfless. So, Selah, you need to hear that, okay? So number two is, a lot of times we get ambushed or we get offended when we have our expectations not met. Now, I'm not even saying your expectations are unreasonable or unreasonable. I know many times I have unreasonable expectations. Just this past week, I was dealing with somebody in a business matter and I was kind of being tough. And then I just backed up a minute and said, you know what? I'm really giving an unreasonable expectation for who this person is and the services they're able to perform and what they're able to do. That's an unfair expectation. Not even unreasonable, but just unfair at that given time and in that given situation. You know what? It just helped me make an adjustment, and I think it helped everybody involved. So expectations, whether they're good expectations or bad expectations, when you have an expectation that's not met, there's a disappointment. Do not let the disappointment turn into a discord. Do not let it turn into a scandal. And do not let it return into a piece of bait, okay? Because that will happen. And then that disappointment will get down in you. And boy, it will not work real good, will it? Okay? Now, he says here, woe be it to all people who bring offense. So one of the things we want to be is, we don't want to be the people that are taking our offense and causing other offenses with them. Two wrongs don't make a right. And many people that do a lot of damage, they do it because they were offended. And in the natural realm, we can like not justify it, but we can understand. I see things happen, and I think I understand why that person would be so hurt or wounded or upset or feel, treason was committed against them or whatever it may be. That still doesn't make it right. I can identify with it. Most of us can identify with certain human feelings and passions. But that's why we've got to understand those triggers and not have the scandalon pulled down on us. And that's just very critical that we absorb it. And of course, the other side is, you know, I mentioned briefly, was that we've got to remember that often when you commit an offense, is this not true? You've offended somebody and you don't even know it. You don't even know that you offended it. And then you hear about it and you're like really surprised that you've done it. And you know, the same is true for the person that offended you. Most of the people that have offended you don't know that they've done it. Even like you think, well, they should know better. Or if I was that, but you're not them. So they may speak to you. They may say something. They may not do something. May they do something that you would never do. And you put your assumptions on them. They don't even know they've offended you. I'm going to be honest. Most of the people I've offended, and I'm sure I'm not proud of it, but most of them, I was probably clueless. I was just going 100 mile an hour and I was doing my thing, and I said something, did something, didn't say something, didn't do something that was taken the wrong way. I didn't have a hard attitude against it. You're saying, that's right, that's happened to me. Why? Because that happens to everybody. That's how the enemy works. He wants to bait you with an offense. And by the way, that's the reason the Bible teaches it's the offended party that has to go to the person that did the offending. Why? Because especially, I think, in kingdom life, the person that did the offending, I would say 70 or 80% of the time had no idea that they offended you, and most of the time had no intentions to offend you. Okay? I think that's a true statement. So that's why it's your obligation to go to that person to clear it up. But you've got to understand that offense is the cheese in the trap. Do not let the enemy pull your string. Do understand your triggers. Understand your schemes. Understand when that wind starts blowing and that stick starts wobbling and you're about to get your head and your heart caught in that trap. Say, you know what? There may be something happening here, but I know there's a scheme against me and I'm not going to fall into this thing. What a better way for the enemy to bottle somebody up than to get them to walk in unforgiveness, to walk in offense. When you walk in offense, when you look at somebody, you never see them the same way. Your eyes are now distorted because there's offense that's happening. And you do not have the human ability, I'm telling you, you do not have the human ability to take that contempt and be able to see things in a correct manner. I want you to understand this. Do not get caught in the trap. Keep your heart. This is Keith Tusey for Leadership in Context. Lead the way. Be the person that doesn't take the cheese and lead people out of the trap. In Jesus' name.
Offense is the cheese in the trap. Don't let the enemy pull the string. Learn to forgive quickly and move on. Be a leader who lives offense smart. Thanks for listening this week to another episode of Leadership in Context with Keith Tusey. Join us next week as Keith continues to equip believers to lead in every area and venue of life. As always, subscribe, like, rate, and share our podcast. To contact Keith or ask him a question, email podcast@nrpastors.com. If you would like more information, you can check out our website, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram @nrpastors. See you next week.